go. Looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 10th of December 2025, the year is just bolting now. Mm. Once you hit this week, it's like, oh, my crikey, it's 10 days to Christmas, sort of 15 days or whatever. Anyway, yes, this year has been crazy. Never mind. We are recording this in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in a lovely little room known as the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre, and we're surrounded by books and historical stuff, which is really good. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And, yeah, very happy to present this little bit of history to you through a podcast. So I will kick off with 150 years ago, snake killing. As Mr. Barnett was driving to church last Sunday morning, a snake about 7 feet long crossed the road in front of the horse, a short distance from Bentley. Alighting from the vehicle, he followed the reptile and with a rail from the fence succeeded in digging it out of its hole and killing it. It was of the black species and supposed to be very venomous, which they are.
Mm.
Very venomous.
And of course, back then, Gawler was such a small place that snakes would have been not an uncommon sight.
Oh, very common. I've got them around home, but you very rarely see them. I know someone who lives nearby and they see snakes all the time. Mm. They're a very common occurrence. So,
dusty little bush town back then.
Well, it was indeed.
So 100 years ago, the heat spell. The heat spell lasted one day and nobody knew it was on. Doubtless at a way back country race meeting where the dust was flying and the sun beating down unmercifully, it would be warm. The houses were, however, cool, yet it was the hottest day last Saturday we have had since 1924, and with two exceptions, it was the hottest day South Australia has ever experienced so early in the summer.
Wow.
And of course, everyone in their stone cottages.
Oh, yeah, once they heat up, they...
Once they heat up, they stay hot.
That's why I like my my veneer house. Cools down quickly.
Yes.
50 years ago... Gawler moved to take over Evanston. Gawler Town Council has taken steps to annex a section of the District Council of Manapara. A petition will be sent to the Governor of SA, Sir Mark Oliphant, requesting that he issue a proclamation to sever from Manapara a section of land which stretched south to Dalkeith Road. I think they got it through, didn't they?
Yes,
is it down
yes.
to Dalkeith Road now?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, it's a little bit hot. The Hewitt stoush, but anyway.
Yes. Well, apparently the residents wished to be part of Gawler back then and strongly supported the
Hewitts.
Yeah. Yes, things are different with Hewitt. So, 25 years ago, first cabinet meeting held in Gawler. For the first time in Gawler's history, state cabinet met in the town on Monday this week. Arriving at Gawler TAFE campus for the 8:30 a.m. meeting, the mood was jovial as the ministerial team celebrated 7 years of power.
25 years ago.
I think it might have been a Liberal. 25, that's 2000. I can't remember.
No, I don't remember either.
I think it was
Liberal.
I think it was the Liberal government, I'm pretty sure, because I was still working here in Gawler. I'm pretty sure it was a cabinet meeting... 10 years ago, formal, better late than never. As the Pinery Fire raged towards Gapunda 2 weeks ago, the local high school had no choice but to cancel its Year 12 formal scheduled for that evening. But an incredible effort by school staff has ensured the event will go ahead tonight. Gapunda High School Principal, Kristen Masters, said the past few weeks had been tough, as several students were affected by the fire, with some losing their homes. But she hoped the formal tonight would bring some cheer. And there's a photograph of, obviously, some of the students. One looks like he's dressed in a CFS uniform, school uniform, holding a dress. Yeah, very important.
Yes, because so much trauma, even, for everyone in the whole region, it was a traumatic day.
It was either the, you know, the loss or the fear of the loss.
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. It's just the scale of it that still leaves me.
And the speed that it moved. It
was. Oh, well, you talk about 2,000 hectare fires as being huge, and that was 80,000 in.
Just in a few hours.
In 6 hours, I think it was, or 5 hours. It's just awful. Mm. So, well, that's it for this week. They seem to be getting shorter and shorter, don't they?
They're very short this week. Maybe they're just a bit busy at the Bunyip right now.
Like other things
like
to do.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, well, it is that time of the year.
It is
so,
indeed. Yeah.
Well, that's it for next week, and we'll speak again next week.
Until next week, Kate. For all life.